really consider myself privileged if I got to visit your neck of the woods and try some local beers one day.
American Craft Beer Week inspires the first Southeast Alaska Beer Week, celebrating Haynes and Skagway brews. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more, up next. As the state slides into summer, Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell slightly to 8.4% in April. Although the rate is higher than it was this time last year, it continues to be better than the overall U.S. rate, which was 9.9% last month. April was the 15th month in a row that Alaska's monthly jobless rate was lower than the nation's, and last year marked the first year since 1982 that Alaska's annual unemployment rate came in below the U.S. rate. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development says the nation's employment has been growing since January, which could eventually take some pressure off Alaska's labor market if it translates into fewer job seekers heading north looking for work. However, Alaska will probably continue to attract people from the lower 48 looking for work through 2010, as people in Haynes and Skagway are already seeing. The April unemployment rate for local communities was considerably higher than the region or the state, but much lower than March. Haynes came in at 11.4%, lower than the same time last year, and Skagway at 18.8%, slightly higher than April of 2009. American Craft Beer Week ends on Sunday, with more than 300 small breweries across the country celebrating their unique concoctions with even more cheer than usual.
Well, it seems like this year is absolutely the tipping point. Something has happened this year where all the breweries are really talking about it.
Julia Hers is with the Brewers Association. She says this week is really just one big excuse to refresh yourself responsibly with the beers made right in Skagway and Haynes.
Ways that people can celebrate the week, which is actually there or here to recognize what goes on, frankly, all year long, is touring your local brewery or at home even tasting a new selection of beers that you maybe haven't had before. The beer culture in the U.S. has really evolved, and craft beer is responsible for that. And these small brewers have really brought beer back to the local level. So definitely enjoying new beers at home is a great way to do it, and maybe even having, you know, people gathered over at your house to say, it's American Craft Beer Week, let's have a few beers together, let's talk beer styles, let's talk craft beer and food pairing. So there's many good ways to still do it on the home level.
The Skagway Brewing Company was originally established in 1897 to serve up the Golden Brew to thirsty prospectors. It escalated to a point where it was producing 30,000 barrels of beer a year and bottling alongside other competition. But a slowing economy, the end of the gold rush, and support for Prohibition led to the company's closing just 7 years later. The facility lay dormant with the Alaska Bone Dry Law, which effectively ended the making and drinking of alcohol in the territory. But the Skagway Brewery reopened in 1997 and is now alive and well.
What you have is a mature and growing and stable industry. From the 70s through the 90s, you had many people that were starting on the home brewing level. And in 1978, Jimmy Carter made it legal, actually, to homebrew up to 200 U.S. gallons per year in a family household. And from there, a lot of people were able to practice on the home level and then go pro.
In the meantime, Haynes Brewing Company opened a decade ago and continues to revolve a variety of seasonal and year-round brews, and spruce tip season is just beginning.
So we've really advanced things not only in the quality and amount of styles available in the U.S. and brands available in the U.S., but now the number of breweries, because in the late 70s when that law was passed, there was only 40-some-odd brewing companies, and today there's over 1,500. And so what's important to point out about that 1,500 is over 90% of those are the small and independent craft brewers that make less than 2 million barrels of beer a year. They can be nano breweries, which you described, to brew pubs, to microbreweries, all the way up to regional craft brewers. So there's kind of different stratas, but so much has evolved, and the bottom line is today that the U.S. has a reputation for making some of the best beer in the world, and frankly, we have the most brands available.
And what better timing for a beer week? As soon as the American Craft Beer Week ends this weekend, the first ever Southeast Alaska Beer Week begins in Juneau. Revelers will be part of a whirlwind tour of Skagway and Haynes breweries by ferry next week. Not to mention, Skagway Homebrewers Club just held their first craft brew festival ever in April, and Haynes is coming up on its 18th annual Brewfest. Last year's event sold out, with more than 700 beer fans gathered to taste beers from seven Alaska locations. This year's Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival is Saturday, May 29th, at Dalton City in the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds in Haynes.
It's so cool to see what's going on when people answer that question, why craft beer? We get the question all the time. I mean, and I'm a beer lover. I'm a home brewer. You don't have to get into it on the beer geek level, but what's so great about it is it helps us get in touch with the small businesses behind the brands that we consume and enjoy. And I think it's part of a larger movement going on where we're all trying to pay attention to the story behind what's going on from the companies of the products that we purchase. And so it's just, it's everybody got their different answer on if you're enjoying craft beer, why. But one of the main things is that it helps put you in touch behind these small businesses that, frankly, even in hard economic times, are still doing the best they can to keep up with demand. And we've got new breweries opening every year at record rates. So it's a testament to the marketplace wanting this diversity and selection of many beer styles out there.
The annual Gourmet Beer Banquet is already sold out, but those with tickets will be treated to a 5-course dinner on May 28th, each course paired with 2 or 3 beers. Then on Saturday, the Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival invites brewers from around the area to join beer fans 21 and up from 1 to 5 p.m. for a tasting and live music. Tickets are $28 a head and are still available.
And I also hear a lot about the Barley Wine Festival that goes on in Alaska, and you guys are on the map as making progressive beers. I mean, Alaskan Brewing Company is known for making their smoked beers in such ways and really highlighting the personalities behind the brewery. So I would really consider myself privileged if I got to visit your neck of the woods and try some local beers one day.
And never mind that our local favorites aren't officially part of the week's festivities. Hers says the point is to appreciate the neighborhood breweries any day of the year.
And we're proud and happy to see what we've got going on. You've got 16 breweries that I have record of, including breweries in planning, and you've got some of those on the radar. But Midnight Sun has some fun stuff planned. Kodiak Brewing Company has great stuff planned. Many states only have 1 or 2 breweries participating, and you know, states like California have over 100. But it's just it's pick of the litter from the breweries, and it still doesn't mean that breweries themselves aren't aware of American Craft Beer Week and that people shouldn't walk into that brewery and say, hey, thanks for doing what you do.
Just for Beer Fest, the Haines Skagway Fast Ferry is offering a special ferry for Skagway and Yukon residents on Saturday, May 29th at $22 each way. Ferries depart Skagway for Haines at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., and a return ferry leaves Haines at 7 p.m. Saturday. During the Haines Festival, top home brewers in 14 flights are awarded medals. Entries for that competition are still accepted through the Southeast Alaska State Fair. 2 bottles are required per entry, so is a $5 fee for the first entry and $3 for each additional. Entries are due next Wednesday at either Alaska Brewing or Haines Brewing Company. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.